From Tidbits on April 2nd, 2012, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbit staff. Audio Hijack Pro 2.10.3. Rogue Amoeba has released Audio Hijack Pro 2.10.3 with a number of welcome fixes for the popular audio recording program. The Instant On component has been updated to version 5.0.2, which continues full support for audio capture from sandboxed applications, such as from the Mac App Store, and fixes a conflict with some Qt-based programs, such as Sibelius. The auto-split settings have been reverted to those found in version 2.10.0 and before, with recordings automatically split at either 24 hours in length or 2 gigabytes in size. The update also fixes a bug where hundreds of files could be created during long recordings, and a problem in capturing audio from Skype 2.x. It's rounded out by an update to version 3.98.4 of the lame MP3 recording engine. iPhoto 11 9.2.3. Apple has released iPhoto 11 9.2.3, which fixes an issue where iPhoto could crash when running on a Mac system with multiple user accounts. Oops. Aside from that, the update offers only the standard trope of improves overall stability. Logic Pro 9.1.7 and Logic Express 9.1.7. Apple has released version 9.1.7 of its Logic Pro and Logic Express music composition applications. Both updates bring compatibility with GarageBand for iOS projects, resolve an error message problem that occurred when editing fades on numerous regions, and make a variety of performance and stability issues. The Logic Pro update also fixes several problems with downloading and installing content. iTunes 10.6.1. Focusing on maintenance, iTunes 10.6.1 fixes several bugs that could cause iTunes to crash while playing videos, changing artwork size in grid view, or syncing photos to a device, and fixes the reading of interface elements when using Apple's VoiceOver screen access technology. It also addresses a problem where iTunes became unresponsive when syncing an iPod Nano or iPod Shuffle. Lastly, this iTunes update returns proper alphabetic order to TV show episodes when browsing your iTunes library from an Apple TV. Previously, when choosing Browse by Show, titles were jumbled and newer downloads tended to appear at the bottom of the list. Airfoil 4.7. Rogue Amoeba has released Airfoil 4.7, adding a menu bar only mode to the popular network audio streaming app for the Mac. By default, Airfoil appears in both the dock and the menu bar, but you can now choose to have Airfoil appear exclusively in the menu bar and eliminate its icon from the dock. The update also brings remote control support for version 2 of Last.fm's desktop app, corrects a conflict with Sibelius, and displays metadata in the Airfoil speakers menu. It also now correctly displays output device names containing the ampersand character. No, the at sign. Sorry. Safari 5.1.5. Addressing a problem with accessing some websites in 32-bit mode, Apple has released a Safari 5.1.5 for macOS 10, 10.7 Lion, and 10.6 Snow Leopard. According to Topher Kessler at CNET, I quote, a significant number of websites would not run properly when using Safari 5.1.4 in 32-bit mode. And based on many threads in the Apple support communities, it seems to have affected access to banking websites in particular. The update also fixes an issue that affected the stability of software update in macOS 10 server 10.6.8. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, Noteboom Productions, Global Delight, Doxy, and ScanSnap. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.